10-9.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3.
M9YOU, M9YOU, the greatest spread.
CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network.
I don't know what happened to Hayden there. Maybe I chased him off, but I was just kidding.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
MI3, huh? Is this Mission Impossible?
Well, that temperature doesn't seem very accurate now, does it? I guess it is only 51. CQ, 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 good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and I'm calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net Into session. I am located just south of LaPorte, not too far from Kingsbury, and I will be your net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all the listening stations, if there is an emergency announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. Club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146970, W9LY VHF FM analog, and All-Star connected. And it's also connected to DMR Talk Group 31146 on the TGIF network. And now it's also Echolink. We are connected via Echolink now. Room 193001, I believe it is. I did not put that in my notes. My apologies. But we are Echolink active. This repeater is located at Schultz Road and 35 North on the 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146610 K9JSI VHF FM analog located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West across from the Summit Farm on the 300-foot tower. And then we have the 441950 W9LY UHF FM analog C4FM digital wires X connected, also located at the tower Schultz Road and 35 North. And as many of you heard, we had a very good discussion last week about putting the 6-1 in the digital mode. We are not going to continue that this week. We are going to go to normal repeater mode this week. But an update, we decided to hold off on changing the 6-1 at all, but to push more activity on the UHF repeater that's already C4 FM and Wires X connected. So to encourage more usage, starting yesterday at 2 p.m. and every day moving forward, 2 p.m. is going to be disconnected, or well, not disconnected, it's going to be inaccessible to be put into rooms like KC Wide and things like that, and that hopefully will encourage some local C4 FM use without having to be worldwide, so we can have our own little conversations like we always do in C4 FM if that's what you prefer. So that's what we're going to try moving forward. And, of course, we don't know how long we're going to have to do that. That is a manual process, so we'll keep you posted as things change. This net meets every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146970 repeater, negative 600 offset with a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater 146.610, negative offset with a PL tone of 131.8, and await instructions from net control. If you'd like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website lpcarc.org. And if you're interested in seeing check-ins live during the net, sign in to ham.live. It is a free program. It's a web-based program. Look for LPCARC Information Net. We use this logger to log to check-ins, and there's a live text chat for everyone to use as well. With the live text chat, it's almost like having two nets at the same time. All we ask is that you check into the net via the radio, since getting radioactive is one of the points of having the net. Ham.live is a browser-based program for net logging. Works on all computers or phones with a browser. There's a video on the website to help set up an account. The account is free. If you need assistance, you can help, or you can ask on the net, and we can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on ham.live. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short-timer mobile stations. Then I will go to the ham.live list. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic, question, radio and antenna, or radio check. Your radio antenna on the current operating radio you're using, or even a radio check of that radio. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. And I'm sure everybody's noticed the new courtesy tone. I'm just playing with it, not sure if I like it or not, but it's there. Found a way to change it. There's so many options, but that's the one I chose for the moment. I really like the high-pitched beep-beep. All right, I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
AC9TDC, Gary. Zappo.
I got ripped off.
I'm not sure why you got ripped off there, Mike, but we'll get back to that in a minute. Got K9PGC and KC9DJP in there. Barely got KC9DJP. And K9PGC, either somebody's got your call sign with the name Gary, or you're in Gary. John, Club Vice President, go ahead.
I'm in Gary, but as far as I know, since Mike said rip off, he must be talking about me. So I do not know, but Anyway, Ted jumping in here the best I can. I brought the car to a stop to make sure I get in. But anyhow, for those that are interested, interesting, even though this is going to be a couple weeks from now, June 6th, Saturday, we're going to do a little up there. We need some people to come out with weed whackers. And for the most part, weed whacking, a little trimming around the trees and so forth. So if anybody has a little something they can use to trim the trees, the small branches and that, I'm not looking at anybody getting on a ladder or anything like that. I've got a trimmer myself I'm going to be using that, I can reach up, above 6 feet. And so it's a 4 foot extension from my size. But we're going to do a little cleanup and that prior to our field day and so forth. But I'd like to have some assistance on that. And, there. Back to you, Kurt, K9PGC.
Okay, John, thank you for the reminder. I forgot to put that into my notes as well, but in case anybody missed it, June 6th on a Saturday, tower cleanup. So we could definitely use some assistance there. There's not a whole lot that needs to be done, and the more people are there, the less all of us have to do. So I'll do the grass cutting and things like that, so that's nobody has to worry about that. And then just some stick and branch cleanup and lots of weed eating. We haven't done any weed eating since last year, actually the year before probably. So definitely could use some weed eating out there. All right, John. Well, thank you for that. I see or hear that you're on your way home. Are you going to have useless information later?
I'm awake. I'll be more than happy to do so. The way these 12s have been, flip the coin. This is 12 number 2 in a row. Tomorrow will be number 3. And we'll see about Friday.
Okay, we totally understand that. So you drive safe there, and I'll give you a shout around that time. And if you're out there, great. If you're not, great, because that means you need some rest. So well-deserved rest, that's for sure. 12-hour days are no fun, and I'm sure many, many people out there can relate to that. So, all right, John, well, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening, good rest of your week, in case we don't talk to you again in a little bit. Next, we have KC9DJP, Club President. Rich, you were a little scratchy in there, not holding a repeater very good, so maybe you're working your way this way and you're going to get in there better. Do you have anything for the net?
Have you give me a quick signal report?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was much better.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing I have is our past president, Brian Salter. His son is experiencing some medical complications, and if you can keep Brian and his family in your prayers, KB9HMR is his call sign, is Brian's call sign. Pray for his son, and hope that God's hands are on his son for a recovery. So, that's all I have. KC9DJP.
Okay, Rich, very good. Yeah, that was very sad news that we were hearing about Brian's son there. So, yes, our thoughts and prayers go out to Brian and his family. And hopefully everybody else gives him thoughts and prayers as well. So, thank you for that, Rich. And I did not put that in my notes either. You guys are nailing it. Love it. But thank you for checking in. Have a good evening, good rest of your week. Drive careful on your way home there. And it's a nice night, that's for sure. All right. Let's see. Any other current club officers? Please call now.
Should have been, but I got ripped off.
Oh. Well, and nobody brought it up at the meeting. So, yeah, we do need one more board member. So we're not brought up at the meeting. So have to bring it up at the next one there, Mike. But, all right. We had so much conversation about the repeater, I got sidelined. All right. Well, And that brings us to mobile or short time stations. Mobile or short time stations, please call now.
KE9ALK, mobile.
KD9HAY.
KD9BSK and W9DLP, mobile, Michigan City.
R9L report.
Okay, very good. I got N9OKA in there, KE9ALK, even though, Mike, I know you're not short time or anything. I just went ahead and put you in there. KD9HAY, which I believe is coming through Echo Link. I see his connection here. And then we got KB9BSK and W9DLP, and then NR9L. I'll get that one of these days, Ron. We'll go ahead and go to Mike. I'll come to you last because I usually have more information. So we're going to go with the mobile and short times first. KE9ALK, Thomas, do you have anything for the net?
Greetings, everyone. I was able to finally point my tape measure Yagi at the space station the other day, a couple of times actually. And listen to the repeater action through the space station. That was kind of cool. And I have not talked yet. I'm not exactly sure. I'm listening on a UHF channel, the 4 or something, and then it looks like I'm supposed to transmit on 1 something. I don't have the numbers in front of me. And I guess there is a PL tone, but no offset since it's on the same frequency, I think. I'm not sure.
Well, you almost had it. It does have a PL tone, but it's not simplex. It's not on the same frequency. You had it right. You're going to listen on a UHF frequency, which I thought you listened on a VHF frequency, which would be 140-something-something-something. And then you transmit on a different band. You transmit on a UHF frequency. That's why you got to have a dual-band radio. And you can set that up. Instead of putting an offset in there, you just enter the transmit frequency, depending on what radio you're using. That should be fairly easy to do, but you had it partially right. You do need 2 frequencies. You do transmit on 1 frequency and receive on another.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking. And I was using one of the Baofeng radios with the, I think it's TDR enabled, so I can listen on 1 frequency, the UHF frequency, and then I can be set to transmit on the VHF. I just haven't tried it yet, and so I'll have to try that next time around.
Yeah, that's one way to do it. If you can get into your settings and find the transmit frequency, the TX frequency setting, and put in the frequency you need to transmit into that, which I believe that's the UHF. I think you transmit on UHF. Hayden might know, or somebody else on here might know. It's a quick Google search to figure that out, but pretty sure you'll listen on 2-meter and transmit on 440, but I could be wrong. I could have it backwards for sure. It's been a long time. But once you figure that out, then you'll... I don't know if I'd try that TDR thing. That might screw you up more than anything. Try to figure out how to make it into 1 memory or VFO or whatever to where you're listening, and then as soon as you hit the BPT, it transmits on the correct frequency. So that's what I would try to do.
Yeah, I think that's how I have it set up, and it's listening on the 440-something, and it says transmit on the 1-something, and so yeah, I'll have to try that next time it comes around. Thanks.
All right, Thomas. Well, yeah, let us know how that works for you. Sometimes it's really hard to get in there, but you just keep trying. And the best thing to have is a radio that has what they call full duplex, so you can actually hear yourself coming back. And some radios will do that between bands. So when you transmit on 2 meter, you receive on 440, you can hear yourself. But some of those satellites are 2 meter only, you know, or 440 only, and you can't hear yourself that way. But you might be able to with that one. It depends. So well, let us know how that works. And if you got any questions, you know how to reach me. I can try to help. Haven't done satellite but one time, so, and I was successful, so whatever I did was right. But, Thomas, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have KD9AJY. Hayden, do you have anything for the net?
KD9AJY coming to you from Wilmington, Ohio, currently in Walmart in the spice aisle. But we made it over here to the campsite a couple hours ago. And we'll be going to Hamvention here in the morning. So that's going well, and looking forward to seeing those from the area that made it over here as well. But other than that, I got the maintenance day on June 6th scheduled in my calendar, so I'll be there when I can. But thanks for taking the net tonight, Kurt. And back to you, Katie and NHAY.
Okay, for anybody that didn't know, he was coming through Echolink, so that's what Echolink sounds like these days. I remember when it first started, it didn't sound very good. There was moments where it sounded good and moments where it didn't. And that sounded really good. Are you using a headset or just the speaker from your phone?
I'm just using my cell phone with the speaker on it, listening to the speakerphone.
Okay, very good. Probably getting a bunch of weird looks like, what is he doing? But with a cell phone in your hand, I guess it's not that confusing anymore. All right, Hayden. Well, look forward to maybe seeing you there in Dayton. We'll be leaving tomorrow morning sometime and be down that way. I may drive the wife's car. I know the truck has the radio, but I'm going to bring my M1KE for sure, excuse me, for the drive. And I can connect to this repeater through that, so I might just go that route, and we'll see. I'll decide in the morning. Hayden, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next, we have KB9BSK or W9DLP, whichever one of you guys has the mic. Do you guys have anything for the net?
No, BSK just got back in the car. When the restaurant order was dinner, we just got done with an EMA meeting. They're doing training tonight for ATVs and side-by-sides and all the off-road vehicles. Other than that, I'd like to thank everybody and Net Control for the siren test. We've had 11 check-ins on and one per phone. So thanks again, everybody. Oh, and if you're on 14221, well, Gary has got a contest going. You want to really use Whiskey Zulu 100, Whiskey Zulu. Just call.
Okay, Whiskey Zulu 100, Whiskey Zulu. That's a long call sign for sure. 14.221 for anybody interested. There's a contest going on 20 meters. Dave was just telling us about. And, yeah, back to the siren test. If we can get double-digit check-ins every week, we'll get these sirens, all of them, on the books for the year. That would be really nice. Dave, do you guys have anything else?
That's the same with me. Nothing special.
I think it's something. There was something last week I forgot to bring up, and
Sugar Bowl. Okay. Yeah, tell them about Sugar Bowl. Okay. No, I think that's it. You got the Dave and Chief show here, so I'll turn it back over to Net Control.
Okay, very good.
Thank you guys for checking in, and enjoy your dinner there. And, yes, I'm scrolling through my notes here, and I know I have the Sugar Bowl announcement on here. that they are closed for the moment, but we'll be opening back up when they find a new location. So we'll announce it again here in a little bit. Thank you guys for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And if you think of something else, feel free to jump in. All right, next we have NR9L. Ron, do you have anything for the net?
No, Kurt, nothing at this time.
Okay, Ron, very good. You sound really good into the repeater tonight. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, back to the top of the list, N9OKA, Mike. You're never robbed, Mike. Do you have anything for the net?
Well, I got a couple articles. Other than that, I promise you, Kurt, I promise I will take good care of the Mustang this weekend while you're gone there. You hear me?
It will be under lock and key. So, and I have cameras, and I have dogs, and I have people come into the house, not just for the car, but mostly for the dogs. But yes, if something happens, though, Mike, you might not have wanted to say that in public, because, yeah, I'll be looking for you.
I got you to drop your mic, I think. I got a couple articles later on if you want me to read them.
No, sure. Yeah, let's get through the check-ins, and then I'll come back to you for your article. So look forward to that. All right. We'll move on to, let's see, where are we? Let's do another check for mobile or short-time stations. Of course, I think that's flown the coop already because it's not short-time anymore. AC9HO Net Control, please call now.
WG9Y, mobile, up. 220.
Okay, I think I heard two check-ins there, WB9YPA, and I think they're both from the 220 network. So I got WB9YPA. What was the other station?
KX9RLC.
Sorry about that, Ryan. I'm retyping your call sign. I don't know why I put KF9. But we got you in there now. We got WB9YPA. Maybe it was you two that were doubling. And but we'll go ahead and go to Mike, WB9YPA. Do you have anything for the net?
No, I do not. But I was happy to be at the meeting for my very first amateur radio club meetup. The very first one. How about that? I don't think I've ever been to a club meeting for a club ever. No. I've taught at a couple of clubs. I taught a course in digital logic and another one on vacuum tube theory at a couple of clubs, one being Rochester and a club in Merrillville, Indiana. But that's been years ago. But anyway, I was privileged to be able to be there. So thanks for having me.
Well, I am honored and privileged that you took the time, because that's not a short drive for you to come all the way out there, you and Brian, and to hear that that's the first one you've been to in many, many years, as long as you've been a ham radio operator, is quite surprising, and I'm honored. All of us are, I'm sure. So we appreciate you taking the time to come visit.
Well, now that my head is swollen, now I won't be able to get out of my truck.
Well, that was my intention. I'm glad it worked.
Okay. Thanks, Kurt. Back to net control. This is WB9YPA.
All right, Mike. You drive careful out there. Thank you for checking in, and hope to see you at many more meetings. But totally understand if you can't make them. That's a long drive, I mean, at least an hour, almost an hour for you. So, all right, have a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. Next we have KX9RLC. Ryan, do you have anything for the net?
There's Ryan, no traffic. The station EX on VHF is done.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that it was TX on VHF, or no. Am I saying that backwards again? You said TX on 2 meter, receive on UHF, correct?
Yeah, that's how she works.
Okay, so I had it backwards, Thomas had it right, which makes sense. I haven't done it in a very long time, and I've made exactly one contact doing it, so... And that was probably every bit of 10 years ago. Maybe a little less, I don't know, but somewhere in that range. Do you have anything else there, Ryan?
Nothing for the net. Thanks for running.
All right, Ryan. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. Now we will go to the ham.live list. And first on the list, we have KD9PBR, Steve. Do you have anything for the net?
I just want to say good evening, everyone. Good to hear you out here. And, my NSFED dipole is still for sale, if anybody's interested. I believe it's resident on 10C8. So if anybody's interested, my email is swenner, WENNER. @gmail.com.
Okay, I was writing that down, and I think I have that on not last week's notes, but the week before. Trying to flip my pages here. It's not very simple, but I want to make sure I get the email correct. Okay, I did. All right, so off-center fed dipole. Anybody interested in one of those, good deal. Just get a hold of Steve at either on the radio, swenner, S-W-E-N-N-E-R, @gmail.com. Or, if you want to talk to him right now, feel free. AC9HO Net Control. Go ahead. Well, bummer. I tried there for you, Steve. Do you have anything else for the net there, Steve?
No, sorry about the self-promotion, but have a good night, everyone, and a good week.
All right, Steve, yeah, no problem at all. I know you go to bed early, so, anytime you have something like that, feel free to add that in when I ask if you have anything for the net. That goes for anybody. If you got an early night, and you don't want to wait around for Swap and Shop or any other thing we're doing, feel free to either just go ahead and do it or ask to do it, whatever. I'm pretty flexible. So, Steve, have a good evening and good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. Next, we have KD9PYT. Rob, do you have anything for the net?
KD9PYT, Rob in Washington. Nothing in particular. I did have a... question, I guess, thanks for the update on what happened at the meeting the other night. I had to leave a little early to get back home in time for something else. So appreciate that. And actually, nothing else. Just enjoying the beginning of good weather. Back to you, Net Control.
Yeah, speaking of good weather, I saw something, I think, on Facebook that says no more frost expected for the rest of the... summer season, so we're past that hump, I guess, but just barely, because it frosted the other night, but looking forward to the nicer weather moving forward. Maybe get to drive my car to work. That would be nice. I don't want to take it if it's going to rain but especially if it's possible storms when you could get hail. Definitely don't need that stuff. So, all right, Rob, well, thank you for checking in, and if you got any questions or anything else you think of later on, feel free to jump in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. All right. I think that completes the list as I have it currently. So we'll go to general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Net Control. Net Control, please log Alpha, Charlie, Niner, X-ray, November. My name is George, Golf Echo, Oscar, Romeo, Golf Echo. I'm in Highland, Indiana. A very good evening, Kurt, and to everyone on the net. No business or traffic for the net. 7-3.
This is KE9BBB, Travis Report. This is November 9 in Yankee Oscar Uniform, Brian, South Bend.
This is Kilo Charlie Zero, Foxtrot November Echo, Mike in Mishawaka.
Control. This is Kilo Delta 9 Victor, Uniform Victor, Bryan, Michigan City.
All right, that seems like a pretty good spot to stop. We got AC9XN, KE9BBB, N9YLU, KC0SNE, and KD9BUV. All right, AC9XN, do you have anything for the net, George?
Well, Alpha Charlie Niner, Hotel Oscar. This is Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November. A very good evening to you, Kurt. The repeater seems to be working unusually well tonight. Everybody is full quieting in Lima, Charlie. And I'm just going to ride along and listen to what people have to say. Some of it's good, some of it's bad, some of it's right, some of it's wrong, but it don't make no difference to it. Alpha Charlie 9, X-ray November. Back to you, Chris.
Houston, we're having technical difficulties. There we go. Sorry about that. I moved a wire. I got to fix that. I thought I did, but apparently I did not. All right, George. Yeah, no, it do not. Does not matter. Just information's information. Take it how you will. But thank you, George, for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. It's funny you say that it's unusually good. I'm thinking it sounded unusually strange because we got a lot of crackling and popping on our end. At least that's what I'm hearing. I don't know if everybody else is hearing that, but seems like it might go away in a little bit and might stay for the night. Who knows? I've been hearing it off and on throughout the week. So, all right, George, have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. Thanks again for checking in. Next, we have KE9BBB. Josh, do you have anything for that?
Good evening, Kurt, and everybody on the net. No traffic for tonight. Just checking in real quick and get back. So I'll turn it back to you, Kurt. And 373 from everybody. KE9BBB. Quick.
Okay, Josh. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. And hopefully we'll talk soon on the UHF. Not for the next few days, though, because I'll be in Ohio. Unless I can't connect wires X. Anyway, have yourself a good evening. Next we have N9YLU. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening to Kurt and everyone on the net. Not much. Just also want to let you know, too, that, what was it, last Friday, I think it was? Last Friday night? I just said the heck with it, and threw my call out, and next thing I know, I had somebody come back to me, so And that was on a pass with the ISS on their repeater on the space station. So that was cool. And I did it with the base. No beam, no nothing, just omnidirectional. And it looked like the station was around the Carolinas. And it came in fine. The guy came in fine, too. So, yeah, that was uplifting because I've been trying here and there before. So that was fun. But enjoyed the meeting Monday night also. I think we finally got that hashed out with the repeaters and that. But looking forward to the weekend. Well, temperature-wise, anyways. Don't know about the weather. We'll find out later on if it's still going to rain or not come Saturday. So we shall see. But anyways, enough for me. And everybody have a good evening and a good rest of the week. And we will hopefully holler at you guys later on. Back to you, Kurt. This is N9YOU.
Comment.
We got a comment there. I wonder if that was Thomas. Go ahead.
Yes, KE9ALK. Yes, I heard Brian. I just so happened to be listening at that time, and I thought I heard the YOU. And I'm glad now. I know for sure that was him. That was really cool. KE9ALK, back to you, Kurt.
Oh, yeah, what are the chances? I mean, pretty good considering it's a timed pass, you know. Everybody has to be out there about the same time. But, yeah, that's pretty cool that you guys heard each other. And, yeah, I've heard of people doing it with HDs, standing on a, you know, high hill or somewhere out in the open and making a quick contact. But I'll make a suggestion, Thomas, that I didn't do, and that's why I couldn't log my contact. Have some sort of recorder there, whether it be your phone or another phone or some sort of handheld recorder to record the entire conversation. That way you can log it when you're done, because they go so fast you don't have time to write it down really. So, because they don't like to wait long, because literally minutes is all you get. So yeah, that's my tidbit of advice that next time I do it, I will make sure I have a recorder of some sort. Yeah, Brian, that's pretty cool. You made a contact. Where was the contact? Uh-oh, we might have lost Brian. I know he said the Carolinas, but I thought I might have misunderstood, but I thought it was the ISS that was over the Carolinas. So maybe the contact was in Carolinas. Brian, you still there?
The station was over the Carolinas, and I can't remember who it was. And here again, I didn't have any recording equipment either, and I couldn't catch the guy's call. But I am looking into getting one of those voice recorders, cheap ones. So I've been looking at those. But the station was over the Carolinas, but that was neat. And we just had another pass, a good pass, too. Here, I don't know, about 10 minutes ago. But back to you, Kurt. And I got a phone call here. I got to take AC9HO and 9YOU.
Okay, AC9HO net control. Yeah, thanks, Brian, for checking in. Have a good evening, good rest of your week. And if you're still listening, we'll have to see how Stacy likes the recorder we bought for the secretary. $28 on Amazon. So if it'll work in that room for the meeting, it will definitely work for satellite usage, I'm sure. Might be able to find one cheaper yet, but that's the one we chose. All right. We will move on to KC0FNE. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KC0FNE, good evening, Kurt. Good evening to everybody on the net. Don't really have much. Been working on getting my antenna mast up. I got the hole dug, got the base put in, and hopefully next week I'll be working on getting the felt mechanism attached to it, and maybe start putting up the mast. It'll be for my VHF, UHF antennas. But other than that, that's about all I got.
Okay, very good. Just moving right along there with the antenna work and whatnot. So, yeah, I got to start doing that, too. I still have that MFJ cobweb brand new in the box. Never even opened the box. Need to get that put together and put in the air, and then I can have some horizontal antenna. All I have is a vertical right now. So horizontal might help with some local 10-meter and things and 6-meter and whatnot. So that's why I'd like to get that up and going. Plus, I like to switch back and forth and see which one works better, you know, that kind of stuff. All right, Mike, well, keep us updated on what you're doing there, and hopefully things come along soon and be on the air with that amplifier and the antenna, be a banging station. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thank you for checking in. Next we have KD9VUV. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Well, good evening, Kurt. This is KD9VUV. Thank you for running the net. I don't have any traffic this evening. Send it back to net control. This is KD9VUV.
Okay, Brian, very good. Well, thank you for checking in. Sounded good as usual. So was Mike. You both sounded good tonight. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, any other general check-ins? Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
N9VSN. Net Control.
AD9GY. All right, we got N9VSN and 89GY. N9VSN, Paul, are you using that Baofeng with the fresh programming there? Hopefully it's all working well for you.
Yes, sir, that's a Texas size 4. Sorry about that. I sure am, and I appreciate the help. And after going to the club meeting Monday, I realized I have a lot to learn. Back over to you, then, NIVSN.
Oh, probably more than you even know. There's so much to this hobby. It's hard to take it all in and takes a long time. So pace yourself and figure out what you want to learn and stay with it until you know it, and then move on to the next thing. That's what I do. It's always something to learn. But I'm glad it's working for you. And if you need anything else programmed in there, actually I could probably even bring my laptop if I know ahead of time and do it real quick right there at your doorstep. So now that I know that it works, and all I need is the cable. So no problem at all. Paul, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have 89GY. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, hi, Kurt. Good evening, everybody. I just want to say that, yes, I have so much to learn, too, and I have so much fun with it. So I'm not too worried about all that, but it's been a beautiful day. And I'm happy about that. So, other than that, nothing too exciting. The deer are eating my flowers, and I got a ton of rabbits in the backyard, and see what I can do about that.
Okay, Mike, yeah. Nothing wrong with that for sure. I'm noticing my transmit power isn't showing up. That's kind of weird. But, yeah, I'm noticing hummingbirds and things like that. So at my hummingbird feeder, and the wife put out a couple, bird baths, and then a little bird feeder kind of type thing. And starting to see some wildlife here as well. Surprisingly, where I'm at, you would think I'd see more deer. I see plenty of rabbits. But I think in the 20 years now. In the 20 years I've been here, I think I've seen 2 deer. Can you believe that? I mean, I'm out pretty much in the country, surrounded by cornfields, and I've seen 2 deer.
Oh, yeah, they're out there. They're out there when you don't see them, like in the evening or dark.
Yeah, that's what I figure. They're probably taunting me and coming up to my window and saying, ha-ha, you can't see me. Yeah, they're probably doing that, those darn deer. Anyway, Mike, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. We'll do one more call for anybody anywhere, and then we'll get started with the information part of the net. This is AC9HO Net Control. Anybody anywhere, please call now.
That's DSK about her deer stories. You know, I know about half a dozen, you know, I'm going to stick their head right in the window.
AS9WW. All right. Yeah, I've heard of deer hitting cars, not cars hitting deer. I mean, I had a guy at work that his wife was driving down the road, and a deer ran into her car. And when they asked her, asked her about hitting the deer, she's like, no, the deer hit me. So, yeah, there's all kinds of weird stories out there. But we got KF9WW in there. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. No, I'm just trying to encourage everyone to take advantage of Wires X or System Fusion or whatever you wish to call it, but the non-internet connected on the 441950 repeater. It's been fun the past couple of days being able to talk back and forth in that environment. So if anybody that has the capabilities, I encourage you to get on and join the discussion and have some fun with it. Back to you.
Yeah, the past 2 days, ever since it was announced on Facebook, it seems like it's, I don't know, maybe it's because it's fresh on everybody's mind, we'll see, but yeah, the past 2 days on the way home, I've been talking on there, talked to you on there, of course, Mike, and Josh has been on there, Rich has been on there, I know I'm missing somebody, Hayden's been on there, I know I'm missing somebody, and I apologize for that, but I'm pretty sure there was somebody else out there. Oh, Jim. Jim was out there, too. And if I'm missing anybody else, my apologies. But that's just a small start. So, yeah, afternoons and evenings, well, 2 o'clock and on, it will be not connected to any rooms. That way it's more local-friendly. But then throughout the day, early mornings, probably around 2 a.m. to 2 p.m., you can connect to any room you want as many times as you want. So the option's still there. Just got a little bit of a time frame. Doing a little bit of a test with it, see how well it works. But do you have anything else for the net there, Mike?
No, other than I got to meet some very nice people at the meeting, and thank you for and inviting me and introducing yourselves and welcoming. It was a very nice meeting, and I look forward to learning the rest of the names and call signs and putting faces to it now. So, thank you.
All right, Mike. Well, we appreciate you being there as well. And it was a very good meeting. Did a lot of talking about the 6-1 repeater, just like last Wednesday. But it was very constructive. As a matter of fact, my mind was kind of wishy-washy at the end, like, man, I wanted it. And then by the end of the meeting, I'm like, yeah, I see the point now. So, but, yeah, thank you for checking in, Mike. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. I'm going to get to the information part of the net. I will be asking for more check-ins in a little bit, but for now we're going to do the information part of the net. This is AC9HO Net Control. First on the agenda is Area Nets. Aries District 1, serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, Newton, and Benton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9 IAA repeater. Frequency is 146.685. PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS license stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Valpo 1 repeater. 462.700. Positive offset with a 141.3 PL tone. And don't forget, storm season is here in Indiana District 1 Skywarn, serving Lake Porter, LaPorte, Newton, Jasper, and Benton counties, is on the N9 IAA repeater, 146.685. Offset is negative 600, PL tone of 173.8. And they'll have their weekly Monday night nets at 8 p.m. Central Time on that repeater. And they're also linked to the WC9IN 440 repeater in Fowler, Indiana, 444.825 megahertz. Seeking LaPorte County area ham/storm spotters for Indiana District 1 Skywarn. Spring is coming, and with that severe weather, LaPorte County Skywarn weather nets are moving to the N9 IAA repeater, 146.685. Indiana District 1 Skywarn will be managing our weather nets and forwarding your reports to the National Weather Service and the IWX. A big advantage for LaPorte County is that we'll hear weather reports from the west before they reach our county. This will allow you to better prepare for what may be coming. This move will better serve all of LaPorte County and the National Weather Service. If you're looking for a Skywarn class, they have classes coming up, of course. Trained spotters can always phone in their reports to the National Weather Service. Keep your eyes to the sky, and remember, if it doesn't spin, don't call it in. And don't forget the LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net, the first Saturday of every month on this frequency, 146.970 W9LY repeater, beginning at 11 a.m. Please check in with Net Control Operator 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. The next siren testing net will be June 6th. Michigan Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on a K9DEW repeater, 147.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. If the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And then we have the Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. We also have the White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday Night Net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And last but not least, we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. This net every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate.
CMN Network, MI3.
Well, HamFest coming up. Dayton this weekend, for anybody that doesn't know, which would be kind of surprising. But Dayton this weekend, a group of us that are going down there. Some of us are already there. But looking forward to that. Going to be heading that way tomorrow a.m. sometime. So look forward to that. Then July 18th, 2026, we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Tailgate Ham Fest. It's year number 2. $5 admission per car for sellers or buyers. Trailers will be an extra fee. Setup will begin at 8 a.m. for vendors. Bring your own tables or just set up in the back of your truck or trailer, whatever you have. Admission for buyers will start at 10 a.m. It goes until 1 p.m. or a little after would be fine. We'll see how the day's going. Talk-in will be 146.610, 131.8. And this repeater, 146.970.131.8, and both with negative offsets. The address for the location is 3354 West Schultz Road, LaPorte, Indiana, 46350. It's underneath the big concrete tower that you can see from the toll road when you get close to LaPorte. Visit the lpcarc.org for updates and more information. This tailgate swap meet is sponsored by the LaPorte County, tailgate hamfest is sponsored by the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. Look forward to seeing everybody there. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte. The next official club meeting will be June 8th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, though, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers not part of the club from time to time, like Rachel Cobb from the National Weather Service. She came to talk about weather emergencies and communication, specifically ham radio and how they work together. That was very interesting. She's been there 2 years in a row, so hopefully we can get her for a third. And if anybody else has a topic they'd like to talk about, a piece of equipment they'd like to show off, just let us know. You can even let us know the night of, preferably a little bit of a heads up, but if you can't or have tried and can't get a hold of somebody, we'll squeeze you in the night of. We'll do our best. So look forward to that for anybody that has anything. We'd also like to announce the membership dues can now be paid online via the website. Just go to lpcarc.org on the left side of the homepage, click Club Membership, and when the next page appears, you'll see in the center of the page a membership form. Please fill that out. You can print it and fill it out that way, scan it and email it to us, or bring it to the next meeting you're able to come to, however you want to get it to us. Even if you just want to email us the information, not the sheet, just the information that's on the sheet, that's fine too. And then there's a pay online button underneath it. Click on that, fill out all the fields. It should be pretty simple, pretty straightforward, ask for your call sign and things like that. So pretty easy stuff. And it's through Square, which is connected to our PNC bank, so it's secure. And come to our club breakfast, currently just one, Thursday, 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner every Thursday, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. The Sugar Bowl restaurant is in the process of finding a new location, so that one is canceled for the time being. That means, like I said, that this means the club breakfast, the first Saturday of every month, will be postponed until a new Sugar Bowl restaurant location is selected. Once that happens, we'll announce here on the net where the new location is and, you know, time and date. Well, not dates, but first Saturday of every month. So look forward to that information hopefully coming sooner than later. Michigan City EMA, they're accepting applications. Just go to the Michigan City Police Station lobby, get your application, fill it out, and turn it in to Attention Captain Jesse. Again, Michigan City EMA accepting applications at the Michigan City Police Station lobby. And if you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA, go out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, to play radio or just hang out. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern. Goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Potato Creek POTA, get on the 147.330K9DEW repeater to find out details on upcoming gatherings, and you can get on their website, Potato Creek Portable, all one word, .org. They have a calendar on their events, and they have a link to their Discord, which is a very active Discord, so if you're interested on going out there from time to time, I highly recommend getting the Discord. There's other topics on there as well, like Meshtastic and many others that I can't think of off the top of my head. They were there, now they're gone. So we have PotatoCreekPortable.org. All right, letting the repeater cool down just a little bit, because now it's time for John's useless information if he's awake, and we don't want him overheating a repeater. K9PGC, John, are you awake? And if you are, go ahead with your useless information, sir.
Oh, good evening again, Kurt, and everyone else out there. This is K9PGC. Unfortunately, I'm still mobile at the moment. I keep it short, but hey, there's an old term that I haven't heard in a long time. Is something I thought about of my past history. I basically got in this hobby, and more importantly, I joined a club in 1980. I go way back, so we got a few old timers here too that might know what I'm talking about. Anyway, you ever heard of the term whistle up the repeater? Okay, once upon a time, you'd have a tighter squelch on the repeater receiver, and you'd use a tone burst to initially sort of chunk the repeater. Then, you know, you had a basic squelch setting that worked for everybody, right? Well, anyway, there's a lot of people that just did not want to put things together. Little tone burst generators and so forth. That was like around 1,000 hertz, I think, if I remember correctly. So you just literally whistle into the mic and up came the repeater. Now, I don't know when was the last time I heard that term on a repeater, but that was just something that got kicked around recently. Boy, I really forgot about that. Well, now we come to the next part. You know, PL was not completely recognized at one point in time because, well, that was not just because it was a Motorola thing, but unless you converted a Motorola, you had a little rough time to have something cheap, easy, and stable. So a lot of times if somebody made a kit to have that PL working, okay, you're on a single frequency. So like here, Indiana's mostly 131.8. You go to Illinois, you're done. You can't do anything, or at least back in my early days, you know. You really didn't have a handy talkie or a mobile that you could select, but there was always something you could add on. You have this big box. So one last bit on this spin, because a lot of us, we have no idea how much a repeater would be coming up, keying up on its own because of what happens, you know, what's coming through the atmosphere. So that PL is really a good thing. I use it a lot on receive just for that convenience. Make something a little bit quieter. And if you haven't realized, or you didn't care even to ask, why do they call it PL? Well, it's not phase lock loop or anything like that. That was Motorola's brand name to it. PL, private line. And, of course, we all adopted it, use that term loosely. It's like a copy machine. It's called Xerox or whatever. At least I enjoyed it to babble for about, 3 minutes? Back to you, Kurt. This is K9PGC Mobile.
Well, that inner clock is pretty darn close, because at the 3-minute time, the node timed out, because I have yet to change that to 5 minutes. But it just cuts out for a second. We might lose one word, and then comes right back on. So the timeout doesn't really do timeout things. But, no, that's interesting stuff. And I tend to not use the PL on receive too much. I do use it on an analog radio that I want to put any digital frequency on in, because then I don't want to hear the digital traffic. So I have that PL on receive. That way it blocks that. But yes, the PL tone makes a big difference. I know, has everybody noticed, there's not much of a squelch tail anymore? Well, that's because I tightened up the squelch on the repeater, and we don't have that squelch tail anymore. So now it does affect a little bit on some of the weaker stations. It might drop a few times here and there pretty easily, but I haven't noticed it being excessive. So far, so good. We'll keep it the way it is. But, yeah, that FPL tone, I know that wasn't the squelch fixed it, but in combination with the PL tone is why we don't have that squelch tail anymore. So, but yeah, good stuff. Thank you for that, John. Drive careful out there. Hopefully you're close to home. Yeah, I got looking at the clock. I'm like, yeah, we're going a little quicker than last week for sure. But thank you for that, John. I look forward to it every week, and I'm sure everybody else does too. So, and if not, that's okay too. But, all right, we're going to move on to Mike and 90KA. Hopefully he's still awake and not sleeping at the desk there. Mike, do you have those articles? If you do, go ahead with those articles. This is AC9HO Net Control. Go ahead, N9OKA.
Okay, thanks, Kurt. 7-3s to everyone out there, and thanks for having the net here. I didn't bust in with some comments. I saved them for now. I got a few comments to make before I do my articles. First of all, I got a buddy over in Michigan City. He has a cherry 1968 Dodge Charger. Saturday, me and him are going to reenact the chase scene from Bullet, okay? Now that is, of course, that's contingent on you leaving the keys in the Mustang.
I knew where you were going with that as soon as I heard you say that about the car. So, yeah. Well, good luck finding them and getting past my pit bull.
My next comment, I still believe that it would be very, for lack of a different term, advantageous, boy, that's a 50-cent word, for the LaPorte County Radio Club to have digital on one of our repeaters. And then we got all the, we got it all. We got the total package, and I wanted to bring that up real quick. And also, for those who want to record, if you're contacting the space station, if you've got a computer in your shack and you're working off your mobile or your base, there's a free recorder called Audacity. It's a free and open source. You do need a mic to use it. My next comment would be I would like to see WB9YPA or KF9WW at one of our upcoming meetings, sharing the wealth of knowledge that they have in their brains. I'd like to. I would enjoy that. And as far as digital goes, I haven't been on the Wires X because I don't have a charger for my Azu FT70D. I hope to straighten that problem up tomorrow. And then I'll be back on Wire 6. And, let's see, I believe, I also want to say this. If the stations out there would like more articles, up-to-date articles on satellites, I can do that. If there's enough interest out there for satellites, I could do more articles. N9OKA.
Okay, Mike, I have some comments to your comments. Specifically, the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club does have a digital repeater. That's the UHF repeater. We own that one as well. So technically, we do have everything covered from analog to All-Star to Echolink, DMR, TGIF, all the way to C4FM/WiresX. On one repeater, so yeah, we're pretty well covered when it comes to that. And then the satellite articles, I would go ahead and just start doing one or two a week or whenever you're available. And then I had another comment to one of your comments. Oh, it escapes me now. I hate that. That's been happening a lot lately. But go ahead, Mike. If I think of it while you're doing your articles, I'll let you know. AC9HO Net Control.
Okay. And just don't forget to leave the key in the ignition there, huh? Oh, mercy. It might have been my comment about WB9YPA and KF9WW. They got a lot of info locked up in their brains. I'd like to see them at our meetings sharing that. But I'll start my articles now. First of all, no doubt the suitcases are already packed and the tickets are in hand for the most eager of travelers this year's date and invention in Xenia, Ohio. Of course, the dates are May 15th, 16th, and 17th for invention, and for many amateurs making the trip this year, those days can't come soon enough. This year's invention at the Greene County Fair and Expo Center was created with the theme Radio Adventure. As always, it's a reunion among friends that takes place in a mix of forums, dinners, flea markets, and workshops. If you haven't already purchased your ticket, admission is $30 at the gate. Sunday admission is free. And children under 12 are admitted free if they attend with a ticket only an adult. As always, there will be a chance to upgrade or simply get your license for the first time. FCC volunteer examiners will be on site for all 3 days, offering examinations at the technician general and amateur extra level. Now I have one last article, and this is for the youth. If you're young and you're at Ambition, you're in luck. AMSCI, the RCA Youth Forum, and AWRL Youth Rally are only part of the action. Youth on the Air is scheduled a full array of activities based on base staff booth 4304. In the Volta building, including small forums in a meeting area adjacent to the Yoda Birth booth. Straight up there, my two teeth. This is designed to be a gathering spot for Amvention's youngest guests, who are also invited to a social hour from noon to 1 on Friday and Saturday, where eyeball QSLs go hand-in-hand with a free lunch. And that's my articles. Again, thanks for the net there, Kurt. Back to net control.
All right, very good, Mike. Well, thank you for that. Very interesting, and I did think about what it was I was wanting to mention and ask you was your charger, but you don't need a charger if you plug it in to your power supply, right?
Not with the ring setup I have, no. I thought it would, but it doesn't. It'll run the radio, but it won't charge it with the ring setup that I have.
Well, if you're using that plug, that 12-volt plug, it should be charging the battery. But you can still use the radio is what I'm getting at. You can use that radio with no battery attached using that 12-volt DC port on the side of the radio.
Yes, I can. Yeah, and I didn't do that today. I've been somewhat concerned about hurting the radio using that, but I don't think it will.
Oh, no. No, it's designed for that, and that's how you used it before, right? You used that 12-volt port on the side?
Yes, I have all along, I bet, because the battery's dead. I actually thought I killed the battery doing that 12-volt thing, plugging it in. I thought that it killed the battery until, let's see,
Yeah, K88UDB. Did he say how he charged it? Did he use that side 12-volt port?
Well, there's no other port on it. He had to have used that.
Yeah, so there's the question. There's no way to wire that differently to make it charge and make it not charge. So the question is, why isn't it charging? Now, of course, you got to have the power supply on even when you're not using the radio to charge the battery. The question is, why is it not charging? So that maybe that's a topic for a different time. But, yeah, if he charged it using that port, it should charge off your power supply, too, just as it did in his car.
Well, I brought it to the meeting Monday night so I could ask around, but he saw the problem when he took the radio out to his car and plugged in his cigarette lighter, and all of a sudden it was alive. Outside of my power supply, it hadn't been alive for a month.
Okay, and one quick question. I don't want to tie up the net too much with this, but after he had it plugged in for a little while, it was still alive?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's still working here. Well, let me turn it on real quick here. Yeah, it's still working.
Okay, yeah, I would... I would plug it into your power supply, turn your power supply on, and leave it there for a little bit. See if it charges the battery. Because if it worked for him, it should work for you. Or do you have a charger coming?
I'm going to go to his church tomorrow night and get a charger from him.
Okay, yeah, when you talk to him, ask him how he charged it, because maybe he's got a different way in his car. I don't know. I would think not, because if it'll work in his car, it should work with your power supply. I don't understand why it wouldn't, but yeah, we can talk about that another time there, Mike, but yeah, good luck with that. Keep us posted, but yeah, go ahead, and it won't hurt it to use it. That's what it's there for. It's to use WOW Mobile, really, is why they put that on there. Not necessarily just mobile, but you know what I mean, to use it without having to consume battery. And then it's supposed to keep your battery topped off as well. So that way you can unplug it and take it handheld. All right, Mike. Well, thank you for those articles. We much appreciate it and all your comments and everything, too. Appreciate all that. Appreciate all you do. And thanks for checking in, and have a good evening and a good rest of your week. I'm going to let the repeater reset, and then we'll get to weather at a glance. This is AC9HO Net Control. All right, tonight, mostly clear with a low around 40, northwest wind 5 to 15 with gusts as high as 25. Thursday, sunny with a high near 60, north wind 5 to 10. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 42. Calm wind becoming south around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Friday, a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 70, south winds 10 to 15, with gusts as high as 30. Friday night, a chance of showers between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 57, south wind 5 to 10, gusts as high as 20, chance of precipitation is 30%. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms and showers and likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 81. See, we go from not so warm to extremely hot. Chance of precipitation is 60%. That was not a complaint, by the way. Saturday night, showers likely with a possibility of a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. Chance of precipitation is 70%. Sunday, a slight chance of showers and a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., partly sunny and with a high near 79, chance of precipitation is 30%. And Sunday night, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., partly cloudy with low around 64, Monday to start your week, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. mostly sunny with a high near 85. And give me 1 second, and I can even do a Xenia weather. Let me reset. Reset and find it. So in Xenia, Ohio, starting tomorrow is going to be partly cloudy with all I'm going to give you, well, I can click on it, I suppose. No, that's not good. Anyway, just give you temperatures and stuff. 62 is a high, 42 is a low. Friday, 44 is a low, 66 is a high. Saturday, a 75% chance of showers and thunderstorms. 56 is a low, 76 is a high. Sunday, 65% chance of showers. 62 is a low, 82 is a high. So, as per usual, from what I hear, we might get wet down there in Ohio. AC9HO net control. All right. We are back to check-ins, general check-ins. This is AC9HO net control. Anybody, anywhere, please call now. All right, we'll continue taking check-ins, but I'm also going to open the swap and shop. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale? Wanted, loan, borrow, swap and shop session is now open. Please call now.
KI-9E, check-in.
All right, we got KI-9E. Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Hey, good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. Just looking forward to the hamvention this weekend. We leave in late morning tomorrow sometime. And just wanted to mention the 4 days in May event from the QRP Amateur Radio Club International. That'll be going on as well this weekend. At the moment, there's over 400 people registered for that. And they're also giving out some prizes at that event, some of them being like an ICOM 705, Zygu G90 or X90, I forget which one that is, but they got to give us the prizes for the QRP convention going on there as well. Back to you, Kurt, KI90.
All right, Jim, very good. Yeah, I don't think I'll be making that one, but you never know. We might be leaving right around the same time you are, late morning, even as late as noon, depending on how long it takes us to get up and about. But I can't check in till 3, so I'm not in a huge hurry to get there. But we will get there. I'm going to be looking for places to eat before we leave, so we kind of got a game plan before we get there. Looking forward to it, though. But thank you for that information, and thanks for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. I'll open it up to swap and shop, comments, questions, check-ins, anybody anywhere, all the things. Please call now.
Comment.
Go ahead, Mike.
I was wondering when I did my last article, are there anyone out there that's taking kids with them?
I don't intend to take anybody else taking any kids. I'm lucky my wife's even going with.
Okay, I was just kind of curious. I read that article just for the heck of it, but I also kind of wondered if anybody was taking kids along with them. Sounds like they're set up for them.
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be kids there, just nobody around here, at least not on the net tonight anyway.
Okay, that was my question. Thanks.
I don't want to double with Mike there. I might lose. But Hayden wants me to... She's taking me and I act like a child. That's nice. Hayden says, his wife says, she's taking me and I act like a child. That's great. So there will be at least one child there, according to Hayden's wife. But Hayden also wanted me to announce that if anybody that's going, we will be on frequency 434.5, 434.5, PL tone 131.8 simplex, for those attending Hamvention. If you want to get a hold of one of us, I'm going to be monitoring that frequency. Hayden, I believe Jim, and whoever else Hayden's contacted. It's been on Facebook too. So 434.5, PL tone 131.8. And the reason for the PL tone is there's a lot of people there and a lot of frequencies in use, so the PL tone helps keep it separated and somewhat clean. Got to keep them separated. Anyway, comments, questions, anything at all, general check-ins, swap and shop, AC9HO Net Control, please call now. All right. I liked last week's net. That was quite a bit of fun, but it's nice to get back into the groove. All right. I think I might make this last call. Comments, questions, general check-ins, swap and shop, anything at all, please call now.
Well, if you want controversy, Yaesu or Kenwood, pick one.
See, you need to do more nets, Mike, and you can have questions like that for your net if you want. But that said, since you brought it up, Yaesu just announced they're coming out with a new repeater. Hey, for anybody that hasn't seen it yet, it's the DR3X. And the biggest changes so far, and they're not letting a lot of the cats out of the bag yet, because they want to do a lot of the announcing at Xenia. So they have two repeaters now, VHF and a UHF, instead of dual band repeaters, which is what this repeater is in the K9JSI and the other W9LY. So they're dual band. They can do 2 meter or 440, your pick. Now they got a 2 meter repeater that does 85 watts. And it's 100% duty cycle. And then they have a UHF repeater that does 65 watts at 100% duty cycle. So that really piqued my interest because the UHF repeater only puts out, we have it set at 20 watts because that's the 100% duty cycle. 50 watts is 50% duty cycle. And it gets really hot. So we got on 20 watts, and after the cans and everything, you might be putting out 15 watts. So it would be really nice to have a 65-watt repeater. Hint, hint.
We need to have another benefit. We need to have another fundraiser. I got a few ideas.
Yeah, we used to have a couple of them. It's hard to find the volunteers is the only problem, because everybody's busy, life gets in the way, totally understandable. So we do pretty good with the HamFest right now. So, and then with the Tailgate HamFest, who knows where that's going to lead. That could be, someday, it could be bigger than the main HamFest, you never know.
Well, give this some thought. I'm thinking the LaPorte Fairgrounds, a tractor pull, and women's mud wrestling. What do you think?
Yeah, and all you can eat. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all kinds of ideas. Yes. All right. Well, I think I'm going to conclude, unless somebody else, I'll call for any more comments, questions. Before I conclude, this is AC9HO Net Control. All right, hearing nothing, this concludes this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. Sometimes my words just become one big word instead of separate. Anyway, we had 22 check-ins tonight. Thank you for everybody that checked in. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use, as normal as we can get with Mike on the radio. My name is Kurt, Call signs AC9HO, Alpha Charlie 9, Hotel Oscar. We are clear at 8:37 p.m. Central Time, 73, and have a good evening.
AC9HO, N9OKA.
AC9HO has left the building.
I'm ready. Next time you are there, I'll take the net.
Okay, yeah, if you want to do it next Wednesday, we'll do like we did last time. I'll do the logging. I mean, you should log too, however you want to log, paper or computer. And I'll do the ham.live logging and go through those check-ins for you. I'll give you a break there, you know, and I think that worked out pretty well. If you're ready, if something changes, feel free to let me know because I'll be ready.
Sounds like a plan to me. Okay.
I mean, yeah, we can plan that every week if you want, if you feel up to it. You just let me know. Like I said, you can let me know the day of because I'll be in the mode of doing it anyway, so it won't be any skin off my back. Now, if I say, hey, can you do the net, then because I'm not going to be available, then that's a little bit different, but that's rare.
Oh, yeah, okay. I still feel bad about that one time when you had to cut out early and I wasn't out here.
Yeah, no worries. Everybody understands how it goes. You know, life happens. Stuff happens. And as a matter of fact, I should have mentioned that same car that she dodged a tree but hit a curb and blew her tire and bent her rim and caused a little bit of damage. Well, they went to Oklahoma this last weekend and for a wedding. The car did not come back. They got in an accident. Everybody was okay. A little bit of bumps and bruises from the airbags blowing, but she got distracted by her phone and rear-ended a car. So, yeah, that's probably totaled from what I'm told. If the airbags blow, it's done.
Well, I opened mouth and inserted butt. Dang it. I got surgery this coming Wednesday, the 20th.
Yep, no worries, no worries. We can plan it for the following Wednesday.
I'm not sure why I'm doing it. I got a lump on my leg and a lump on the back of my neck, and I've had them for years. I'm scheduled to have removed next Wednesday. They're talking outpatient. If that's the case, I'll get a hold of you.
Yeah, no worries, no rush or anything. I'll try to be listening on the radio then, in case you get a hold of me. I think my dad had something like that done on his back, and it was outpatient, if I remember right. So, but there was something I was going to say, and it escapes me again. Oh, back to your HT. I mean, it's confusing to me, because I'm betting you're right. He probably plugged it into the cigarette lighter, just like I have one for my radio, and it charged it, obviously. So I'm wondering why your power supply won't charge it. The only thing I can figure, is it possible that you've been using it thinking that the power supply is on, and it was actually the battery, and then you turned the power supply on, and I don't know, maybe it wasn't on long enough and didn't charge it? I don't know. How long do you usually leave that radio sitting idle on the power supply?
4 hours. I left it for hours. And all I've got is a plug-in to plug into my radio, and I only have one outlet. And I took the wires and bared them and hooked them up to my power supply, and that's how I run it.
Yeah, and that should charge, I think. Man, I'm going to have to test that. I do have a cigarette lighter one that I can put in the truck and try it, because it should charge it. That's the whole point. Matter of fact, it probably says it if you have the manual. It probably says it somewhere in there. If you can find in the page, it talks about that EXT DC in port. it probably tells you that it charges the battery while able to charge. You know, you can run the radio full 5 watts with no problem. That's your DC in. That way you can get full 12 volts. That's one thing these Yaesu radios do over a lot of radios. For example, the ICOM ID50 that I like so much, you can't put, well, I better be careful saying this because I don't have it sitting in front of me. There's a lot of radios you can't plug into a 12-volt power supply like that.
Well, GX Engineering, I was on the phone with them yesterday, and they quoted me $47.02 for a Yaesu charger for this radio. I brought it to the meeting Monday night after that, and Tony had it for an hour and had it working off his cigarette lighter. And I'm going to go over to his church tomorrow night and get a charger from him then, because I'm not going to pay $47 for a charger.
Well, here's my next question. Where did the charger go that came with the radio?
I probably lost it. I bought a bundle of my Yaesu FT891. Came with a power supply, an antenna tuner, an antenna. I'm trying to remember what else it come with. And then I bought the FT70D at the same time. And I torn everything there, and I think I lost it, tearing through everything.
Ah, so that means it's in the house somewhere. Probably not far from where you opened the box when you first got it, I imagine. You probably just don't realize what it even looks like. But yeah, it's just regular wall wart with a round barrel connector, just like the one you're using on your power supply. But, because it plugs into that same spot to charge. Now, if you got the cradle, like I have, you can set your battery in there and charge it, or you can set the radio with the battery in there and charge it. It doesn't charge much faster, but you are able to charge a battery without it being in the radio. And it uses the same wall wart as the desk charger cradle, because the desk charger cradle, and I don't know what the price is on that, if that's the $47, I don't think, and I could be wrong, and easily convinced that I'm wrong, that it comes with a wall wart, because I think it's set up to where you use the wall wart that came with the radio. Oh, digital bill.
I've got a box over here with a lid on it that's got old Radio Shack equipment and everything else that I have, I just throw in that box. I should go through it and see if that cord's in there, but yeah, they had a cradle, and they went near to putting their $100 for both.
Yeah, that probably sounds right. You wouldn't need both, you'd only need the crate, or not need, you only would have to purchase a cradle if you knew where your wall wart was at. I don't remember if I bought my cradle, or because I bought one of these radios. I think it's the FT3 I bought used. Maybe I bought that. I don't remember. Sure seems like I bought one of these used. I think it's the FT3 that I bought used. I know I'm almost positive I bought the FT5 new. But I got a problem with my FT5 now. My battery falls off. I dropped the radio not that long ago, and I think it actually bent it or something, because the battery, I can literally just pull it off. That's what I just did. So I tried putting that big old battery on the back, you know, that lasts like forever, and it's the size of the radio. Yeah, you can. If I tried to use the belt clip, the radio would fall off. Uh-oh. Either you're digging around in a box or you fell asleep. Hey, C9HO.
No, I'm trying to... I thought I saved it. I'm trying to find a... yeah, okay, I found it.
W0AEZ, Alpha Echo Zebra. Sells a battery that's has twice the milliamps as the normal one. And I was thinking about buying this battery because I thought mine was dead, but no, Tony got mine working, so I don't think I'm going to do it.
That is a really good battery. That's the battery I'm talking about. Bad part is it's the same size as the radio. Makes the radio twice its size. So for carrying on your hip, it's doable, but probably not recommended. But if you wanted to be able to take the radio around the house and never have to worry about charging it, that's the battery for you. That's my biggest issue with Yaesu HTs. I like all of them. It's just the, man, they are battery hogs. I can't trust it. Like I want to take my Yaesu with me to Hamvention in case I want to do C4FM down there, but I'll take it, but I don't know if I'll carry it, you know, because it's just, I can't, well, I'm going to have the big battery on it, so I'll be able to trust it. But let's say I'm taking just a regular battery and I want to carry it on my hip all day, I'd have to have another battery in my pocket because I don't think it would last all day.
I've heard nothing but good about this guy, W-O-A-E-Z. I wanted to get in touch with him and find out, he could probably answer this. Will a normal charger charge that battery up when it needs it?
No, I think that's the difference with that battery. I don't think, like, let's say you plug it into your power supply like you do now, which for some reason is not charging at home, and that makes absolutely no sense to me, because it should work exactly the same. There's no wiring, there's no nothing. It's just 12 volts. So it should be charging it. I don't know why it's not. The only thing I can figure is if maybe your plug's not going in all the way or something. I don't know. But anyway. But the nice part about his batteries is they have USB-C. So if you got a newer cell phone, you already have a USB-C plug that you can charge that battery from. Matter of fact, I use my laptop charger, my work laptop charger, charges with a USB-C plug, and that's what I use to charge pretty much all my ham radio stuff that takes USB-C.
CMN Network.
Where I am.
Well, if you're on the 70D, you're not holding a repeater. No, Mike, you're still not holding that repeater, sorry.
Well, something's wrong with my HT. I don't think you can hear me.
Yep, that's what I was saying. Yeah, you're not holding the repeater. You might not have enough battery. If he only charges it for an hour, it might be almost dead. Did you hear me, Mike?
Yeah, I guess you can't hear me, and I have it plugged into the power supply.
Did you switch your antenna?
Oh, God.
Nope. Still nothing, still not holding it. Still not working. Can you hear me?
Hear ya.
Well, I heard something there. Heard you say hear ya. Yeah, I think his battery's about dead.
Mike, how's your battery?
Oh, go back to the big radio.
I hear you, Kirk, but I think Mike might be fading, like you said.
My battery's old and give out.
Well, now you're echoing, so you got two radios going. Heard you that time.
Yeah, I still have my Anytone on. I had to hook the, I had to get off the rubber duck.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you on the FT-70 now?
Oh, I should go over there, shouldn't I?
Go over where?
Well, I want to tell you that echo is kind of special.
Brings back memories.
Exactly.
Well, he said go over there, so apparently he went somewhere. I don't know where over there is.
Well, thank you for the net tonight. It was wonderful.
Oh, sure, no problem. Thank you for checking in. It's not much of a net without all you guys.
I'm confused.
Yeah, we are too.
I went over to the 440 machine there. Good grief.
Well, why'd you do that? We're here.
Yeah, you were talking about digital or something or other. Was I on?
No, I didn't say anything about digital.
Yeah, but that's my 73-year-old brain in action.
Okay, yeah. I was wondering if that's what you did, and I think my volume's turned down, so I didn't hear you. Of course, I got my node connected to the repeater, but maybe it's not connected anymore. I don't know. Darn it.
Yeah, Josh and I went over there. Was it last night or Monday night?
So, are you talking on the FT-70 now?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay, that's what I asked you, and then you answered me with, oh, I should go over there. And I asked, well, over where? And then you were gone. But I was beginning to wonder, since you weren't getting in with that rubber duck, if your power supply is even working, you know, because maybe it's not putting out the right voltage, and that's why it's not charging your battery. So, but sounds like that's not the case.
I don't know. The thing's older than dirt, man. I bought it used back in the 80s. I don't think I bought it new. I think I bought it used.
Well, that's okay. If you got a multimeter, put a multimeter in the end of that wire you got plugged into the radio. Unplug it, of course. And put one in the center and one on the outer sleeve there, and that will tell you if it's putting 12 volts to that plug.
I gotta go find my multimeter. I forgot what I did with it.
Probably with your charger.
I still have the box I bought this radio in, my 70D. There was a cord there, I got all excited, but it's the one to program it for the data.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need that one until you want to update or program it. put all your memories in there and everything. Doesn't really charge, but that's what I would check. Make sure your power supply is putting out the right power. I mean, obviously it's doing something because you're talking on it. Otherwise you wouldn't be able to. So let me ask you this. Let me see if I have it. Wherever your battery indicator is on your screen of your FT70, what's it doing with the power supply on? And then let me ask you this. If you turn the FT70 off and leave the power supply on, does it say charging or anything like that on the screen?
Yeah, it says charging, but evidently it's not. I'm going to turn the charger off right now and see if you can hear me here, see if I'm getting out. Now the radio went dead when I turned the power supply off.
I think you have to unplug the wire because I think it's designed to turn off with the wire plugged in. I could be wrong. Try unplugging the wire and see if the radio comes on.
I unplugged it and it went dead.
But did it stay on for a second? And you unplugged it from the side of the radio, right?
Yeah, I unplugged it from the side of the radio and it immediately went dead.
Yeah, that means that battery is dead again. Did you try turning it on just for giggles, holding the power button?
I'll try it here. I pushed the on switch and nothing came on. It's dead. Unless it's plugged in here.
Yeah, and that just doesn't make sense to me. It should work. Where did you get the plug to connect to your power supply? Did you butcher your charger? Did you cut it off your charger, which would be okay, because then I'd know it fits right. Or did you find something in a junk box? Did you buy it from Yaesu? Because they do sell one that has bare ends on it. That's made for the HT. That way you can put whatever you want on it.
I know that I didn't cut it, but I won't swear that it belongs to this radio.
Well, then I'm thinking, and again, I don't see why it wouldn't work, because if it powers the radio, it should charge the battery, but maybe there's something a little extra in the Yaesu-designed cable that charges the battery as well. That's my guess right now. If you can't confirm that that's a Yaesu product cable, it's possible. That's why it's not charging your battery, because it's supposed to.
Interesting dilemma.
Yes, it is.
I just went through my junk box, and I don't have any cords in there that would plug into this radio.
Well, be careful just picking any. Make sure you wire it right, because you got to have the right. You got to have the center pin, which I'm not sure if it's positive or negative, but you got to make sure that's right. You don't want to put power to it backwards.
Yeah, I would have pulled the radio up by now, because I've used it for Wires X like you said I should have today. So that's what I've been using lately to get on Wires X, is this cord here.
Yeah, and you said it says it's charging when you turn the radio off to leave the power supply on, right?
Yes, that's what it's saying in the screen. When I turn it off, it says charging. I can leave it on here all day long, and I've got a dead battery.
So you can leave it on there turned off, but power supply on, and it still is dead.
Well, maybe I didn't have it turned off.
Well, that's the second place I'm going, because the first place I went, I just can't believe it. I don't even buy it. Any cord should work if it fits. If it's powering it enough to talk on it, it should work. It should charge the battery. But do you know how many amp that power supply is?
Yeah, it says right on the front here, it's a 12 amp power supply.
12 amp or 12 volt?
12A. A is an alpha.
Oh, yeah. That should be more than enough. That, my next thought was maybe it was like a half-amp power supply or one-amp power supply, and it's not enough to transmit and charge a battery at the same time. But, yeah, that blows that out of the water. 12-amp, way more than you need for that. I mean, it's fine. It's not going to hurt anything. It's only going to pull what it needs. And at 5 watts, it probably only needs about 2 or 3 amps. It's not much.
At the ham fest, I bought an ICOM IC2, ICOM IC706. And I had it hooked up to here for a good solid week talking on it. The power supply ran it the whole time.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a conundrum. Because if it worked for, we don't know how Tony did it, but I'm guessing that's how he did it. But I would confirm that tomorrow when you talk to him, where he plugged it in. For all we know, he's got a desk charger sitting in his car so he can charge a battery on the side. I don't know, unless he jumped in and was to tell us. But if he just plugged it right into the cigarette lighter like you're doing with your power supply, it should work, like I said, unless something's different with the Yaesu wire. And I think you can buy that wire off of HRO for like $9. I don't think it costs very much. I can look it up.
Yeah, $9.95.
I've
got one.
$7.02
or
$3.00. And I owe you. But what I want to do when we're done talking, I want to turn the radio off and leave the power supply on and see if it'll charge the battery.
Yeah, I heard you in there, Brian. Brian confirmed it's $9.95 on the HRO website for that wire. I thought you said that's what you did. You'd leave it on for hours, and it still wouldn't charge.
Yes, I did. I left it on for hours, and it didn't charge. But what if I had it on?
Got you in there, Mike. Yeah, that's possible. I suppose it might not have charged as supposed to, but it might not have. Go ahead, Mike.
That's a lithium ion battery. And if a lithium ion gets discharged beyond its safety factor, the BMS is supposed to stop it at a certain point. There's a way to rejuvenate it, and it might require that. So you might have to look up how to restart that battery to accept a charge again.
Tony got to accept a charge again at the meeting Monday night.
I don't think that's the same thing, Mike. Let me see if I have it. I think you're thinking of like a LiPo battery where they actually have a charging, the word escapes me. Basically where it tells it when to stop, tells it when to start. I don't think these lithium ions do that because I think it's like a cell phone. Now, a memory, I could see that. But I don't know if you got to reteach it anything. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, so I just popped mine off the back of the radio and trying to read the back of it. Then I'm going to get the manual out and look at it too.
Yeah, mine's a lithium ion. I'm looking at my battery right now. Let me see if I have it. Make sure I'm not doubling with somebody. And the, like my bi-enol battery here that I'm running, it's a lithium iron phosphate. So a LiPo. So I think that's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's like with mine, my 70, I basically have hooked up to my 50 amp LiPo 4, and it charges the battery and everything fine, yeah, and I also have a Cradle 4, too, desktop charger, because I've got two batteries, so I can, you know, cycle through them if I want, But yeah, that is weird though that it's doing that. And Mike, I also sent you a link for HRO for a cigarette lighter plug there. And I think it's what, $30 I think or something like that. So just to let you know.
Well, DX Engineering won $30, but then he tacked on $17 for tax and shipping.
DX is high. The two lowest ones are R&L Electronics, which is going to be your lowest, and then HRO, and then it's a crapshoot between DX and Gigaparts, because those are like the two more expensive ones.
Well, I can't swear that I turned this radio off when I was wanting it to charge. The screen said it was charging, but I wonder if it actually was because the radio was still on.
I think it'll charge with the radio still on. It's just going to take a lot longer. But if you have the radio shut off, it'll take 4 or 5 hours, I think, something like that.
Well, that don't make no sense either to me. The screen is showing the repeater I'm on, and if I turned it off, it would say charging, and that's the way I did it before. It said charging.
Right. As long as you keep the radio off, give it 4 or 5 hours, and it should be done charging then when you have the radio itself shut off and when it just says charging on the radio. Leave the power supply on, and then just leave the radio off, and see if it'll charge.
I'm gonna try that. Otherwise, I talked to Yazoo yesterday. I called the factory. And they want me to send the radio and the battery both in to them. They try and figure out what's going on.
Probably be cheaper to buy a battery or a charger because of shipping alone.
Well, I was going to go over there to the UPS store over there at, oh, man, I can't think of their name now. Over on the west side of town, anyway. I was going to go over here and see what it would cost to send it in.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Yeah, it's a cable.
Here's it comes with the radio, the one that slips in the side, not the stand. It's a 10.5 volt, 1.0 amp, 10.5 watt power supply. It's a wall. It's SA25. Case to get that.
Actually, I did, but I don't have that. I'm almost thinking what I'm using is the DC wire for the FT891 when I want to run it mobile. That's what I think I've got right here. I don't have the charging cord for the FT70D.
The 891 runs off a barrel connector like that?
I have to pull out and look at the back. I'm not sure. I'm guessing now.
Yeah, that's probably not the case. I would be surprised because that's a 100-watt radio. Those connectors aren't made for that kind of amperage.
No, it's not. It's
right
there.
Well, 12
gauge.
I don't know where this
connector around there, so yeah, it's not that little.
All it is like small gauge wiring with a plug, a barrel plug on it, and two bare ends to wire it up to a power supply.
Yeah, we heard you in there, Brian. At least when you talk, it doesn't cover anybody up. I get to listen to both of you. But, yeah, sounds like, Mike, you're using just a wire you could have got off of anything, really, if you didn't get it from Yaesu. But I don't see why you'd have to buy it from Yaesu. It shouldn't be that kind of thing. Any barrel connector that's wired properly should work. And apparently, you don't need to wait 4 or 5 hours, because Tony had it charged up at least enough to turn on by itself, on its own, in 15 minutes.
Or thereabouts, yeah. And I'm going to go to his church tomorrow and get a charger from him.
Now keep in mind the charger, like what KF9WW was just telling us about, you cannot, or you're not supposed to, have that plugged in and have the radio on. That's for charging only. Even receive is not a great idea because it's going to take even longer because it's a slow charger. It's going to take, since it's that dead, it's probably going to take 6 to 8 hours to fully charge. It's a slow charger. Maybe not that long, but at least 4 or 5, like Brian said, that's bare minimum. But if you have the radio on, then you're going to double it easily. And if you try to transmit and the battery's not fully charged, it will actually cut out because there's not enough amps from that power supply. That's why the power supply you have it connected to, it should charge it because the wall wart that Mike is talking about, WW is talking about, plugs into the same spot.
Well, I'm glad you told me that because I have 2 cell phones and I talk on both of them while they're on the charger. When I'm down to 5% or whatever, I'll plug them in and keep talking.
Well, don't get that confused. Cell phone is a radio, but it's not that kind of radio. You can do that with a cell phone. You cannot do that with an HT that's pulling 5 watts of power. You know, which is a couple, you know, an amp at least. And that, he just said that wall wart only puts out, what was it, Mike, 0.1 amps or something like that?
Yeah, that was all it was.
Yeah, so if you're trying to pull 5 watts with 0.1 amps, it's not going to work. But you're fine talking on your cell phone that way.
Okay, all right. I got you there.
Yeah, yeah. Long story short, you're fine on the cell phone.
Well, I'm fine. Oh, boy. I should have turned that back on. Well, nuts. I'm fine talking on this FT70D off my power supply. This hasn't harmed my radio yet. Never has.
Brian, how much is, yours is plugged in like 24/7, isn't it? AC9 intro on the group.
Sort of. I haven't had it plugged into the into my 50 amper for a while, but normally I'll have it when I get home. I'll plug it in, and then before I leave, for work, I'll unplug it. But you know, 8, 12, 15 hours, it's usually plugged in, and then on the weekends, I just leave it plugged in all the time. So, and as a matter of fact, I probably should do it to charge the battery. But yeah, that's what I do. I mean, like I said, I've got the desk charger too, but you know, I just keep it plugged in and just do it that way.
Well, he's talking about hours. I wonder if I've had mine plugged in that long.
Well, keep in mind, Mike, you should switch over to your base radio and turn that radio off for about 2 minutes. And then unplug the power supply from the radio and try to turn the radio on. It should at least turn on after 5 minutes of being on that power supply. You might not be able to talk on it, but you should at least be able to turn it on. If it's actually charging the battery. Now, does anybody disagree with me that if it's a properly wired connector, it should work? I mean, there should not be a proprietary plug. I mean, they sell it for convenience with their name on it, but it should be just a standard old connector.
No, it's just a standard connector. Like I said, I got that, the one you were talking about with the bare leads. I bought that, but, I've got that on a, I terminated that to a power pole, cigarette lighter plug, and that's what I'm using. But, shouldn't matter as long as it's the right diameter and that, and it's, you know, right polarity, it doesn't matter.
Well, I've got, I'm back on the other radio, and I have that one, it says charging on the screen. I'll give it a few minutes here. It says, in the manual, on the page, charging the battery pack using the battery charger. The SAD25 takes about 6 hours. Of charging to get to a full battery. Depending on the status of the battery, may increase the amount of time. Turning the transceiver off to install the battery and return to the short station. But it also talks about using the battery pack for the rapid charging. The
Okay, Mike, yeah, I was able to hear you because I got the headset on still, but your static's pretty loud tonight, so might need to talk a little more direct into the mic or even go full power if you're not already. I heard you, though, about how to charge that in 6 hours. I thought it was a long time. Well, I mean, 4 or 5 hours is still a long time, but I thought it was six or more, depending on where the battery's at when you start. But that said, if you're charging that from a power supply like he is right now, it should charge much, much faster. I mean, not half as fast, but at least shave off a couple hours, I would think.
Yeah, I'll go back to square one with it tonight, but other than that, I'm going to get a charger from Tony tomorrow.
Yeah, and find out what he used that meeting night to charge it. See if he's using Yaesu stuff or homemade stuff.
Well, for some reason, he's not going to be at church tomorrow night, so I won't have a chance to talk to him.
Ah, okay, okay. Yeah, well, how does that plug fit? Does it fit nice and snug? Is it sloppy? Or super tight going in, maybe?
Nice and snug. Fits perfect.
Like a bug in a rug.
Yep. Yeah. I can talk all day long on it, the way it is at the moment here, off my power supply. I've been kind of sort of concerned that it might hurt the radio, but it hasn't. On the other hand, it hasn't charged the battery up none.
All right, I'm looking at my plug that is a Yaesu plug. So unplug yours, Mike. Is there like a little divot on the end? You got the plastic piece on the end. And then right behind it on the silver sleeve, it's like it's been crimped right there. It's a ring. It's a crimped ring. Starting to make me wonder, because not all of them have that, you know, for other devices. Starting to make me wonder if that's not what makes it somehow make contact somewhere else that maybe the one you're using doesn't have, and that's why it won't charge.
Oh, I've got a yellow face plastic at the very end of it, followed by a black ring, followed by a tapered surface, and then the regular diameter of the shaft.
Yellow. Seems like my cigarette lighter or my bare wire one was yellow. Brian, is yours yellow?
I don't think so. I'll check it here in a minute. I'm downstairs right now, but I'll check it in a minute here.
Seems like I had a yellow one, but the one I'm looking at right now was plugged into my desk charger. It's not yellow. It's black. WW, is yours yellow? Ooh, that was bad. You didn't make that one at all.
Understand what's going on. There's power full up. I was using the radio before, and now I don't know what's going on.
We can give 6-1 a try. Of course, then we lose Brian, unless he can get in 6-1, but I can monitor both.
Well, I've got 3 radios. I shouldn't have to.
Oh, that one's been the best one yet.
Yeah.
And it was fine earlier, and then it started acting up again, and now you say it's fine again. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you still have the hash a little bit, but you're much, much louder and the static's a little bit quieter.
Oh, yeah, I can think of just those little fiberglass jobbies that I got that I was so happy with. They break down with usage. And that could be the problem.
Or could it be a loose mic connection, maybe?
No, this is the 5-10. It shouldn't be.
Yeah, I agree with that. Definitely shouldn't be. Doesn't mean it's not, right?
Well, I just give it a push. It clicked. Maybe that's a difference.
Yeah, you're still good. I mean, it didn't change from the time before, but yeah, it's still good. But maybe since you got a click out of it, it was somewhat pulling out.
N9OKA, AC9HO, I got a question for you, Kirk.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, before I forget about that W0AEC battery, you say it takes a different charger?
Yeah, you've heard of USB-C, right?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, that would be why you got a little confused. USB-C is the new standard. All cell phones are going to it, new cell phones. A lot of HTs are going to that. Computers are going to that. I mean, it's the new standard. They call it USB-C. And that's the, it won't come with a charger. You just use any USB-C charger, and it will charge that battery.
I think I know what you're talking about. I'm going to look at one of my phone chargers and see if it's a USB-C.
Yeah, it'll be oval with a sleeve around it, kind of like your barrel connector, and then in the center, there'll be a slot that something slides in that slot. So it's a female connector into a male. So. And it's going standard on everything new, starting, I think, last year or the year before is when it really started taking off here in the U.S. It started over there, over the pond, a long time ago, but now it's finally migrated over here. And I got a couple HDs sitting in front of me right now that are USB-C.
Well, I'm going to fumble through this. The connector on this, both sides are the same length, and then the pins run in the middle, but normally I'm used to one side being smaller in length than the other side. This is the same size.
Well, without seeing it, I'm going to guess that's a USB-C just by your description.
Okay, yeah, I got that for my phone, and then I have two phones, and they both take different ends on the charger.
Why in the world do you have two phones?
Well, I got a free one from the government back in the Obama days. As long as I make one call a month, it's free. And then my other phone, I use it for DoorDash, but I haven't been DoorDashing for a while.
Hey, Kurt.
How old is the phone that you think has the USB-C?
4 or 5 years.
That's probably not USB-C.
Okay, well, I can ask for it at Walmart.
Hey, Kurt.
Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I have the tip on the desktop charger, which is the AC one that came with the radio. That's got a black tip, and then the other one, just the bare wire, or the bare ends on it that I'm using now, that's it's got a yellow tip.
All right, I thought I saw a yellow tip before. So, Mike, describe yours again now that Brian's looking at his.
Okay, it has a yellow tip, followed by a black ring, followed by a taper on the barrel, and then it goes to the regular diameter of the barrel, then after the taper.
Well, in mine, there is no taper, just, you know, one size, and that's it. It does not taper.
Is there a black ring on yours?
No.
just like I said, on the AC plug is the black tip, and then yellow tip for the other one, and there's no black ring.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's your problem there, Mike. I bet you that black ring is preventing that from plugging in all the way and completing the circuit to charge your battery.
Yeah, mine's got a yellow tip on it, too.
Yeah, no black ring?
Right, no black ring, just the yellow tip.
I want my money back.
You probably found that in a drawer somewhere. I would have done the same thing. I'm still shocked that it's not working, but that's my best guess right now.
Well, I think God is polarized right.
Yeah.
You know, I looked around on this battery for some info. What's, you know, is the center plus or minus, and how many amps and whatnot. I didn't find that anywhere on this battery or on the radio. They usually give me some information.
If only if it came with a book, you know, a little white book, has this word on it that says manual. Because that tells you all that information.
All right, Travis. Keep it up. I want your Mustang this weekend, buddy.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure somewhere in that book it tells you the polarity of that plug and also the amperage it takes to run 5 watts should be somewhere in there, too. With that said, 12-amp power supply, that's perfect.
Well, I know it's working because it worked. It ran my ICOM MyC706 just fine. And I've used more than once this FT70D on wires. So right now I'm staring at it saying charging. But I have little faith that it actually is.
Well, by now you should be able to unplug it and at least turn it on.
No blank screen.
Yeah, I think your connector is the wrong kind of connector, and you need to. I'll tell you what. I know you're getting a charger from Tony, but you're going to still want to be able to charge that battery with that power supply. That way it's always full. I'll see what I can find at the Hamfest. I'm sure they're going to have those wires for like $10. I'll pick you one of those up. You don't have to pay $10 in shipping.
That'll work. Yeah, thank you.
Or you could find the box that it came in and see if it's in there.
Well, I got all excited there the other day, Mike. As I did that, I opened up the box and there was a wire in there. But it's the one for programming the radio off a computer.
Yeah, I found it too. I was going to say, hey, Mike, I got one for you. Yeah, it was the programming cable.
I was still all taped up in the plastic, hadn't been removed yet, because Travis come over here and set all my stuff up off of what he had. He brought a cable with him.
I don't think, well, they used to, but I don't think they come with that barrel connector plug anymore, do they? One that you can connect to a power supply, I mean?
No, I had to buy that one. The bare ends with the barrel, yeah, I had to buy that one separate. And 9YOU.
I remember when they came with all that stuff. Cigarette lighter plug, barrel plug with stripped ends on it for power supply. Now you got to buy all that stuff separate. No fun. AC9HO.
I remember when mobile rigs came with the mounting bracket. Oh, wait a minute. They still do, except for Icon.
I thought there was a radio that did that. That was Icon, wasn't it? With what rate? The 5100?
Yeah, that's what started it. They did it with the 5100. And every mobile rig after that, no mounting bracket. That sold separate for like $35 extra.
I mean, how can you sell a mobile radio without a bracket? That just screams price gouging or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, well, they say not a lot of people use it for mobile, so that's how they reduce the price a little bit. Well, not really. As you see, prices of rigs anyways. And they say, oh, yeah, if we don't include that, then it's you can buy it a few dollars less. Well, yeah, but normally people want a mounting bracket just so either they hang it in their shack, their vehicle, or, put Velcro on it, put it upside down, put Velcro on it, and slap it on the power supply. And there you go. I've seen that too. So, but, oh yeah, that's Icon's way of thinking.
Yeah, probably the cheapest thing out of the entire radio, that's the thing you got to buy separate, but. Which I guess is better than Yaesu. Yaesu on a lot of their radios, if you want Bluetooth, you gotta buy that separate. It's like $80 for the circuit board. I know some of them are coming with Bluetooth in them now, I think. I don't know. I don't know if that 510 has Bluetooth. Does that have Bluetooth there, Mike?
CMN Network, 220.
I didn't catch that question there.
No, sorry, I was asking WW. He's got that Yaesu 510, and I wasn't sure if that had Bluetooth in it or not.
I'm sorry, the wife is talking to me.
Yeah, does that 510 have Bluetooth?
I have some visions for it, but I didn't put the module in it.
Yeah, that's kind of the point. They have the option, but they don't sell it with it. That's Icon. They sell it with it, with the Bluetooth built in. But now the HT has Bluetooth, both the 3 and the 5. And you didn't have to buy the chip for that, but yeah. They're all finding ways to nickel and dime you. You pay $500 for a radio, and then you got to spend another $100 buying all the accessories you need or want. Yeah, or more than that. Could be more than that, but yeah. I don't know how many more go-arounds I got left in me, guys, so just giving that as a heads up.
Well, how does it sound now? Somehow reverted back to medium power.
Did you turn the dial? And maybe that's why it keeps going back to medium, but yeah, you sound okay.
No, it's been on here since we were talking earlier on the other repeater.
Uh-oh, I'm beginning to wonder if you got an SWR problem. And it's dialing back the power.
Well, it's possible. They showed okay, but that doesn't mean anything. They're up there. I'm going to have to get some, so I'm just going to see if I can't make something out in the arborvitae some more.
I thought there was an antenna, and I don't know if it was a VHF, UHF, but it slipped over your water drain, or not water drain, but the breather on your roof, that black pipe, and, but I don't know where your coax went. I'm guessing it'd have to run down maybe into the gutter or something like that, but I don't know if that's a thing anymore. I thought I'd seen something like that sold before for your specific situation.
Yes, I've seen some advertising for that. I don't know if I can get away with that or not. I've got a petition in with them, or a request in to build a deck. And I've been waiting for a couple of weeks for a response. So that and my flagpole. And they're kind of balking on my flagpole. So I don't know. If I'd have known, so what for the fact I'm not going to be here that long enough to make it worth a fight, I would be raising on, I wouldn't bet here. But all the horror stories, I'm starting to believe them.
What I've read is being a wild flag bulls.
Ways, you don't really know what it's like until you're actually living it, but unless you have somebody watching you like a hawk, I don't see how they would even notice.
Let me see if I have it here. Yeah, everything that I've read about these HOAs, they have all flake poles.
There's only one flake pole in this whole subdivision. It's on the other end, and they really gave him a hard time, so I don't know.
Well, that was the grounds for this petition for the federal government to allow ham radio operators to have outside antennas because of flank poles and such.
Well, I gotta wait and see what happens. 15th is the date of decision, and we'll find out thereafter.
Did you ever watch Duck Dynasty? He went in his HOA.
Yeah, let me see if I have it. That's the only problem with that bill that came out and is seems to be doing well, is it doesn't affect current HOAs. Only new HOAs.
That's Indiana, but the ARRL is pushing hard on the federal side of it now.
Yeah, that'd be nice if they can get that through.
Yeah, I forgot the name of the bill now, but they have a petition or where you can write your letters still on their website. Well, darn it, I didn't write that down. What did you say the name of that charger was again?
Who are you addressing?
Yeah, Kurt, what was the name of that charger?
What charger?
That W0AEC battery pack.
Oh, it's not really a charger, it's a cable. It's called USB-C. That's just the end of the cable. That's the kind of plug plugs into that battery. The charger's on the other end of that plug, and that all depends what you have. If it's a wall wart for your cell phone that you can plug into, or I use a laptop battery charger because it has the right USB-C end on it. So, yeah, it's just a cable. The USB-C, that's just the cable.
Okay. I need to buy a new cable for my Toshiba laptop. I'll see where it comes in.
Is it a brand new laptop or a year or two old?
Well, it's old. It's old. I think it had Windows 7 in it, and I put Ubuntu Linux in it.
Yeah, then it doesn't have USB-C. USB-C is fairly new. It's only been common in the last year or two.
Well, I wrote that down. That's what I'll get if I buy that battery. I'm giving it some thought. I've heard nothing but good about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a good battery. Maybe you need to look up what a USB-C is, because you don't buy just the cable. You're also going to need some sort of wall wart to plug it into that has enough power that will charge that battery. So there's that. He may sell a charger on there, but that's going to be an added cost and probably cost more through him than buying something on Amazon. But you can get cables all day long as you want for, you know, 10 bucks for a pack of three or something. They're 6 feet long each, you know, that kind of thing. So one end needs to be USB-C and the other end can be USB-A is what they call it, or the old USB, or USB-C as long as you have a wall wart that will accept USB-C. So I'm probably confusing you, so you might want to look into what USB-C is, and maybe if he sells a homemade, you know, ready-to-go charger.
I guess I can take the time to email him. He doesn't want phone calls. He wants emails. So I could ask him about that in an email.
Or go to his website, which I'm doing now. AC9HL.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. He's got a phone number, but he don't answer it much, he says.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't either. You'd need a secretary.
Yeah, what was it? I can't remember where I found it at, but he gives you his phone number and email, and he said he'd prefer an email.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. $25. He has a desk cradle that will hold your radio and that battery, or just the battery, for $25 for the AZU FT1, FT2. Oh, doesn't say the FT70. That's kind of weird. Never mind.
I didn't even look at that page. Okay. Yeah, I see a cradle now. So, $25, huh?
Yeah, you see that little thing sticking out right there in the center of that cradle? That's your USB-C plug.
Okay. But yeah, it's not for the 70D, huh?
Yeah, it's not listed there, but if you look at that 70 battery pack to the left there, it's a smaller battery pack than the rest of them. All the rest of them are 5,000 milliamps. That's only 3,500, which is probably plenty for that radio. It'd actually be a little bit smaller for you, probably. But that might, it must be the shape doesn't fit in that cradle, is my guess.
Which one do you have, the $65 or the $75?
I have the FT3 and 5, so I got the $75 one.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I don't have the, I'm not even sure of the advantages of the FT3 or 5 over the 70D. My nephew told me to get the 70D because he was all excited about Wireless X, so that's why I bought what I got.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd spend the money. I'd wait. If you're ever in the market for a new HD, I'd wait and see if they come out with a new one that might be a little bit better battery life or something. But the FT5s are coming down. You can't buy the 3 anymore. But the FT5s, I think, is the only one. The FT70 and the FT5 are all they sell for digital radios anyway. But the FT5, I think, is down to about $379, and that's probably why he told you to get the 70, because at that time, it was over $500 for the FT5.
Ouch. Let go of my wallet.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a salty, salty dog.
Yeah, eventually I may end up buying that, the $65 battery, the BPY24L. I may do that eventually.
I'd get it charging first and then go from there. I think this is going to be my last go around. Let's hand it over to, I don't know if Brian's still out there. He might be snoozing already. It's late his time. Go ahead, Brian, if you're there. If not, we'll send it over to WW.
Yeah, I'm still here. But, yeah, I'm going to get going, too. I got a couple things to do, and then I'm going to be hopefully out like a light for a little while. But, yeah, hopefully Mike can get that thing going. And so hopefully everything will work out. But I will let you guys go. And we'll talk to you later on. Hopefully, maybe sometime tomorrow. You guys have a good evening, and we'll talk to you later. And I'm YOU. 73s, guys.
Okay, let me see if I got it here. Okay, Brian and Kurt, 73s. Hey, Camp 9WW, I'm going to clear out here, too. My son just come in here and told me supper's ready, so I'm going to eat supper here. Well, 73's all the way around here. Good talking to you, and thanks for the info. This thing said charging across the screen for a half hour now, but it's still dead, so I hope to get it squared away tomorrow when I meet up with Tony. So, 73s, N9OK, I'll be clear.
Kurt, sign off. All right, there was a question I wanted to ask you before you cleared.
Okay, yeah, Brian, 73, Mike, 73. Be listening on this repeater throughout the weekend because I and others will be connected to it from Ohio there. So, yeah, go ahead, WW, with your question.
Okay, KF9WW. If you run across a vendor that has the desk mats that are like mouth pads and stuff with hand-related topic inside them, like the grid squares and such. I need a fairly good size one. About 2 foot wide, maybe 3.5 foot long. Then they have their business cards where I can see what they've got. Do you mind grabbing me a business card?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can do that for sure. And I'm trying to think. I bought one, and unfortunately, the desk I'm currently at, it doesn't fit. Where did I buy that? I saw it advertised on K8MRD's YouTube, actually. And I want to say it's a Temu site, which was probably the first thing I ever bought on Temu. And then I bought a hat, too. I think it's from the same company. My AC9HO hat. I really like that. It's got an American flag on the side and everything. remember the name of that. I'd have to look up on YouTube and see. But yeah, I'll see what's there and get you some business cards.
Well, I appreciate it. I've looked at stuff online and stuff. I can't gauge what they got, and they don't seem to have what I'm looking for. So I figure if I get the more, the better. I'll find something. Maybe you can order something directly if you have a way to contact it. So. But anyway, enjoy yourself this weekend and spend lots of money and buy lots of toys.
Well, I'm trying to be as conservative as possible. I did sell my Dixie mower, so I got some funds that I didn't plan to have, so that's a plus. Because unfortunately, things are going on at work with my wife. She's a supervisor, and she's got people that work for her that shouldn't be there. HR is not doing their part, and these people are trying to take her out before they get taken out. So, and right now they're succeeding. So we're trying to be very cautious on our spending.
Understand. Yeah. We'll think the best for you. And for her as well. So. But anyway, have a good time anyway when you're out there. Look at all the goodies.
Oh yeah, for sure. Having a good time is free. I got no problem with that. I'm scrolling through these KMRD videos, and it's been a while, probably a couple of years. But he had a website that had a lot of cool stuff. They even had ones that were big enough to cover a picnic table. Exactly what you're talking about with like the grid squares, the CQ zones, and even Morse code, the characters and everything, and the Q codes, the band plan had that. I'm assuming that's kind of what you're looking for.
Yeah, not necessarily all on one, but similar to. I'm looking for the grid squares because that's how I judge whether I want to work a call sign, SC8, things like that. And I quit watching that clown. He had a foul-mouthed rant that just went way overboard on ham radio stuff. And his mouth, I quit watching him after that. I mean, he's always been an arrogant crybaby, but what he did on that one was just unbelievable.
Yeah, I think I watched that one. I wasn't overly impressed, but I got a foul mouth too, so probably more than I should. I have to control myself quite a bit on the radio. Not too bad, but I have worked in a factory all my life. But yeah, I think I remember that video, and that it seemed like a crybaby rant to me. I'm trying to get out of watching YouTube and trying to, you know, I'm watching the things they're doing and I'm thinking to myself, I could be out there doing the same thing. So I'm trying to get away from that and actually do it instead of watching it done.
Oh yeah, I know. I mean, he had a couple strikes against me before that, you know. His girlfriend dumped him and he was whining and crying and then he got dumped when he moved to Texas from his job and whining and crying. I mean, you don't air your laundry on especially on a format like that. That's whatever. But when he did that rant and carry on, that kind of what finished it. But yeah, I'll look at see what the there's probably some other stuff out there vendor wise that I haven't seen, but I've been looking around. I have to get some, a different, I've lost it. My MFJ, analyzer doesn't go beyond 220, so I can't do my 440 side to check the standing lane. But I never even thought of looking at the standing lane for these to see if that was a possibility of some of the problems that I'm having.
I mean, yeah, as soon as you said it went back down to medium and you didn't change the channel, you didn't do anything, that sounds to me like possible FWR issue, and it's dialing back the power. I found a video here, and I missed the girlfriend thing. I didn't know he aired that out. I totally didn't see that one. No wonder. But it looks like Gigaparts has one. That's probably the one I purchased, that's the one I purchased. Doesn't have the grid squares, just has the band plan and a few extra tidbits. But, I'll definitely keep a look at it. But there is another website that he had on here that had a bunch of cool stuff. And that's where I got my hat, too. Yeah, you definitely, if you got a channel like that, you don't need to air out your dirty laundry for personal stuff. Keep it radio if you can. Once in a while is okay, but, I guess that is once in a while. I don't find that to be okay.
Oh, well.
CNN Network.
Okay, so there is that. You don't like one, you just change your channel to another one. But anyway, I keep keeping your house. You need to take care of business there. So thanks for running the net tonight and everything else. I checked again on the AC page, and I'm still not listed there. So tomorrow I'll try and reapply and see if it'll accept it. I think I tried that the other day and it wouldn't, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's so weird. And I just found a quirky QRP on Etsy.com. So if you find a video on his YouTube called A Video About a Bench, he's talking about that big mat that covers a whole picnic table, but it's on Etsy.com, and I've only purchased one thing off of Etsy, and yeah, they got a lot of cool stuff. They have a hardcover journal with all your band plan and all that stuff. They got a wall-mounted ITU zone map. Here's a Mammoth Ham Radio field mat. I don't see grid squares, though. Another ham radio one. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been on Etsy, but they got quite a bit of stuff on here.
Yeah, I have. In fact, that radio desk that I have came from England and through them. Being cheap, but it was kind of neat. But that's why I need the desk patch. And it was made out of reclaimed scaffolding boards. And there's one thing about them, they are not exactly flat and level. I mean, they're level as far as level could be, but they have some dips and doodles. They look like Lake Michigan on a choppy day.
Yeah, my kitchen table is that way. It's not flat. It's not that good of wood, but it's definitely not flat. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything with grid squares, but they got a lot of cool stuff like ham radio clocks with UTC on it. They're analog clocks, but it's got the UTC on it, 24-hour time. Ties, ham radio ties, a lot of weird stuff. But QRP, quirky QRP on Etsy. Check them out. They got some mats, but I'm not seeing anything with grid squares. I got lots of them with the band plan and whatnot, grid squares might be a little bit trickier to find.
Yeah, I got time, so we'll find something that fits part, maybe half the desk with one and half the desk or part of the desk with something else. We'll see what I can make fit.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll keep an eye out. Maybe they'll have something new there. And if it's something with grid squares, I'll take a picture of it, send it to you, and if you want me to pick it up, I can do that.
Okay, dope. I appreciate that. We'll see what happens. Thanks again, and like I said, just enjoy it. I wish I could walk it, because I'd like to see that. But, oh well, another day, another time. Have a good evening. Yeah. I hate this. You know what it is.
KF9WW. Yeah, sometimes I don't, but yeah, I get it. I do that all the time. AC9HO, just remember Achu. That's what Ken, N9ZIP. As soon as I got this call sign, he goes, Achu. I thought that was pretty good. All right, Mike, yeah, we'll talk to you later, and if I see something there that I think you might like, I'll send you a picture of it, price, and then you can let me know if you want me to pick it up. But yeah, good times will be had, I'm sure about that. I have no doubt. I don't need to spend money to have a good time, but sure does make it nice. We'll talk to you later. 73 AC9HO.
70.
MI3 Network.